ISIS America's podcast for Thursday, 29th of June, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Senior Editor Judith Taylor. Hello, Judith.
Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
Today's podcast will be about the base oils market. Now that we're halfway through the year, what is the market looking like?
Well, it's been tight on supply for most of the year, through the first half of the year. That started about in February, but the year kicked off in January with posted price increases. Most of them came in at about 20 cents per gallon, and that boosted. There were some more posted price increases in April, May. Some of the producers went up April, and then some went up early May. So we've seen prices rise on the posted level, and that has boosted the ones in the domestic market. And this is all the groups, group one, group two, two plus, group three. Everything is strong, and it's all been driven by supply-demand. It's been, and mainly tight supply. So really, the wobbly crude oil prices have not had much of an effect, and actually, the more the market moves toward the light grades and the group two, two plus, two, and three, there's less immediate effect from crude oil and more specificity where the VGO, vacuum gas oil, margins are concerned.
Shifting to South America, you were in Brazil last week. What is the situation like down there?
Yeah, I was in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for a conference that's put on by the key Brazilian lubricants magazine, that's Lubimfoco, and they have what they call their Meet the Market conference, usually in June every year. This was their seventh one. I've been to five of them. Very well attended. They had just over 250 attendees, and that's considerable success for the South American market. In general, Brazil is showing signs of economic improvement, but that's coming from a low base. So it's still pretty flat down there. There's still a lot of uncertainty with the government. There was an excellent speaker on economics, and one of the things he pointed out is that there's two directions they can go. They can either do reforms or they can continue to muddle around with the difficulties that they've got right now. So even though they're making some progress, it's slow and takes a lot of work from them. Now, on the upside of that, one of the speakers from SK Lubricants had some projected information that he had gathered from the ExxonMobil website. So he credited the website, and what that said was that their projection, this would be ExxonMobil's, and this is available on their website, their projection out to 2030 is that the number of cars in Brazil will go up nicely. And so that will be a boost for the lubricants market down there. The lubricants market down there is very tied to that in the U.S. and Europe, and that is because across all of South America, whether you're looking at Colombia, Peru, Argentina, the total base oil production capacity is just 31,100 barrels per day, and it's all group one. And since PDVSA is really not producing much of anything, you can cut that down to about 11,000 barrels per day, because that's about what Petrobras does. So we're still moving slowly in South America, but they're always on the positive, and we'll be looking forward to going down there again next year and seeing what progress has been made.
Overall, are there any shifts coming in the market in the short term or further on in the year?
Well, I mean, you know, it's always hard to say with anything in any market. Short term, we expect the tight supply situation is going to continue. Market sources tell me certainly in July and possibly into August, probably into August, in fact. Now, this is being driven by, yes, demand in some regard, but it's also being driven by the fact that Shell's Pearl gas to liquids plant in Qatar had a significant unplanned outage that began like in February, March, and it has extended. Now, while they are coming back up and there's some base oils being produced there, it's not to the amount that they need for their internal use. So this is pulling group two and group three along with it. And so you've got a situation here where group two and group three, all the group three that comes into the United States is imported. with the exception of Holly Frontier's 4,000 barrels per day up in Canada. So you still have tight situation. Group one's being used wherever it can. My sources in Mexico tell me that things are very tight at the Brownsville location, especially in Brightstock. So that's looking through August. Then if you look further on, you know, the buyers are going to say, hey, crude oil's down and, you know, maybe prices should change, but that supply-demand scenario is clamped on it right now. So further on, you know, we just have to see how the quarters develop on that. I wouldn't want to say yay or nay one way or the other on prices because it's just too dicey right now.
Thanks for the update, Judith.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the base oils market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com and be sure to tune in for our next podcast.